I'm Danielle McCartan for Back Sports Page at Coach MCCARTAN on Twitter, and I have your look into the 2016 NFC East picture and the New York Giants' keys to beat the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, November 6th, 2016. Philadelphia Eagles are led by rookie phenom quarterback Carson Wentz, and they're going to travel northbound on the New Jersey Turnpike to MetLife Stadium, home of quarterback Eli Manning's New York Giants. Sunday, November 6, 2016, will showcase a gritty clash of clans as both teams are 4-3 entering Week 9. Eli Manning acknowledges the level importance of this game, saying, quote, "All the division games are huge, and I have been around long enough to know that once you get into November and December, they are all big games. They all mean something. It is all going to get tight in the division, so these are big games," end quote. How big, you may ask? Well, currently, the Giants have the upper hand, as they are the only team in the NFL to have handed the Dallas Cowboys, the NFC East leader, a loss. The Giants are 3-3 in the conference, whereas the Eagles are 2-3. When Giants general manager Jerry Reese was asked about goals in the divisional race, he replied, quote, "We have to play one game at a time. I can't remember when we beat the Eagles last time. We need to get out here and play a good game on Sunday. Start with the Eagles," end quote. So what are the Giants' keys to the game? Well, I have four of them for you. Number one, offensive efficiency. Besides a running game that ranks dead last in rushing yards and rushing yards per game, efficiency and execution have been restricting the Giants this entire season. Coach McAdoo agrees, quote, "We need to run the ball a bit better, but we need to execute," end quote. Now listen, over the course of the season, the Giants have been abysmal on third down, converting only 34.9% of the time. Their red zone efficiency leaves much to be desired as well. They are ranked 29th in the league with a 42.1% conversion rate. At home, the Giants are even worse. They've only scored on 20% of their trips to the red zone at MetLife Stadium. Next, the Giants must be effective on their third down defense. They are 25th in the league on third down defense and have allowed their opponents to successfully convert 43.2% of the time. Giants safety Landon Collins has this concept in mind entering Sunday's game. He says, quote, "We're making it a key concept to get off the field on third downs. We're getting off the field, but we want to make it a point to get more three and outs. Have their percentage be at least under 35%, end quote. That may not be too difficult. The Eagles' offense has struggled on third down, ranking 29th in the league in efficiency, converting 34.8% of the time. Number three key to the game for the Giants. They need to contain the Eagles' pass rush. The Eagles' defense will enter MetLife Stadium tied with the third most sacks in the league at 26. Seems like the Giants are prepared for it. Eli Manning explains, quote, "Their pass rush has been very good, and some games they'll bring some pressure in blitzes, but for the most part, it is their front four getting pressure on the quarterback. They have good push, so it's going to be a great challenge for our offensive line. We have to understand that we are going up against maybe the most talented defensive front we will face, and we have a big challenge ahead of us." Now, concerns about the health and robustness of the Giants' offensive line may be overblown. It has allowed Manning to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage only 11 times this season, which is tied for second least in the NFL. Finally, the fourth key to the Giants' win on Sunday is to contain quarterback Carson Wentz. It is no secret that the first-round draft pick Wentz has been the Eagles' savior this season. What are his dominant qualities? Landon Collins explains. Quote, "Mobility. Has a great arm. Keeps his eyes downfield. Great vision downfield and can make things happen," end quote. The Giants' secondary may have the advantage this week, though, as they are coming off a dominating 4-interception performance in London. Additionally, in that game, Collins returned an interception 44 yards for a touchdown. Check out the Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Giants at 1 p.m. on Sunday from MetLife Stadium. Tune your TV channels to Fox and your radios to the Giants Sports Radio Network, WFAN 660 AM and 101.9 FM. I'm Danielle McCartan for Back Sports Page with your Giants-Eagles rivalry update and your New York Giants keys to the game.